Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And talk about the one that happened yesterday. We got to put ourselves in more favorable situations to get the third downs. You know, when you go third and 10, third and 12, third and 9, any quarterback can tell you, especially the one sitting behind you, how tough those situations are. We want to get those things. We're in more manageable third downs to be able to get those things going, particularly in those opening drives and starting fast. We had a couple drives there where we didn't use a third down. You know, had a couple drives, and then we got to the red zone. You're able to actually go for it on fourth down. So you got two down territory and things of that nature that make those things manageable, things that we can absolutely win. So those are the steps. It's like starting faster, being able to run the football more efficiently, having the ability to have not get behind the stick, so to speak, and really, you know, keeping in that mode. Because when we get in those situations, we're in the third down, the medium window, we got a lot better chances of being able to convert those things.
Yeah, I mean, you got to drill it down, though, to the essence of the issue. Like, yes, they're 1-for-10 on third down. Over the last 3 weeks, their third down percentage is awful. Like, yep. The worst in the NFL.
But what has it been?
But why? Why is that? Because it's 3rd and 10. Well, yep. Why is it? Because every first down play has not worked. You're not getting positive yards on first down, or if you are, you're not getting very many. Well, why is that? Because the offensive line's not playing very good. And I think that's, I mean, it tends to boil down to the same stuff. Like, yep. When you're not playing good, your trench play.
Yep.
When things flipped for the Falcons on Sunday against the Patriots, it's when the D-line really started playing better and winning some of those battles and making Drake May uncomfortable. The offensive line just, you know, injuries happened. I get that. You were without, you know, both of your starting guards by the end of the game. You're already on your third string right tackle, and there's been communication issues with your center and your quarterback and the rest of the offensive line for about a month now, but that's why. That's why all this stuff is happening. It's because that unit's not playing good.
No, it's not. And that's got to be, you know, especially when you want to play a certain style, a certain way in football. Well, I mean, if you can't block for your running back, you can't have success in that aspect of it. And so, I mean, we could talk about, you know, Zach trying to find creative ways to – like, when you have backups – and when you have backups in this kind of system and scheme, it helps them so much more because there's always a body inside of them. I mean, a body next to them, especially if we talk about the guard position. Not saying that these guys are better than Chris Lindstrom, but it should help you more because of the simple fact is that you're not having to do a lot of base one-on-one blocking. You know what I mean? You got guys coming with you, y'all stepping in unison and things like that. So it should help a little bit more. But, you know, I mean, Zach can only call so many. I mean, some of the calls they take the ball off the line too deep a lot of times with Bijan, like with those sweeps and stuff and everything, yeah. And it's just so he's like 8 yards back.
He's got to get 8 yards to get to the line of scrimmage.
It's so hard to hold a damn block, Andy, for that long for him to get outside. It just really it's a hard thing for anybody. And so, you know, you got to do more downhill things. You got to get Tyler Algiers more involved. You got it.
He's got 10 carries in the last 3 games.
But there's not a lot of plays anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
that's true.
You know, if you're trying to force him.
And that's because you're not getting yards on first down.
Exactly. Enough with, the Patriots, what did we see Monday? The Patriots had 15 more plays or mm-hmm. something like that. But, yeah, you're not getting enough plays in to be able to utilize somebody like that that can help you loosen up the defense so you're able to make plays down the field.
Yeah, Tyler Algier is only going to get more carries if the whole offensive operation is working better.
Yes.
Like, he's a beneficiary. When you see Tyler Algier's carries up, that means everything was working.
Yes.
They're not just going to hand it to him to try to get things going.
Right.
He gets the ball when everything else is functioning. And that's, I mean, that right there is about all you need to know. is Tyler Allgeier's had 10 carries in the last 3 weeks. Yeah, of course, they lost all three of those games
yes.
and didn't have much going because offensively.
Because it's not going
for
it because yeah. it wasn't going right.
Because the offensive operation is just not, it's just not flowing. We'll get Dave Archer in here in about 10 minutes and get his thoughts on what happened with the Patriots. Start turning the page for the Colts as well. The Falcons did make a couple of moves yesterday. Obviously, you know that they released Romo, the kicker. They brought in Zane Gonzalez, so he'll be the kicker this weekend and hopefully for the rest of the year. They also added offensive lineman Andrew Stuber
yes.
to the active roster, which could be a little bit of a hint that one of the guards that are supposed to be starting might not be starting on Sunday, which isn't great.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are some of the moves that they made yesterday. Let's hear how the college football playoff, the first edition of the college football playoff rankings came out last night.
Georgia's 5, only lost to Alabama. Is Alabama 4, I assume they are? They are. So Alabama is number 4, so that leaves Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, 1, 2, 3. We talked about that. Joey has an idea, but it is A&M, Joey, who you said you'd have number 1. A&M is at number 3.
That is surprising to me because of the analytics, because of the record strength, because of the schedule strength. Texas A&M is ranked in both those metrics above Ohio State and above Indiana. I'm surprised that they're at number 3.
And to your point, just,
we got it.
Just dorkified every damn thing.
That's your fellow.
Oh my God!
Fellow former player there,
oh
Joey.
My God, oh Joey been gone a long time, bro.
You lost him.
Yeah, we lost Joey years ago, dog. Yeah.
I love Joey Galloway.
Yeah, I do.
He always
too.
Seems he always seems a little irritated.
I like Joey.
Something about that
I like Joey a lot, man. I like Joey a lot, but nah, we done lost him, man. He been in TV too damn long. But no, I mean,
Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3.
That's what I said yesterday. I was like, why wouldn't Ohio State be the number 1 team? They're the best team in the country, in my opinion. I mean, you can talk about all the dorkified percentages and all that because you know why? That's what the College Football Committee told you what they base where they're going to put these rankings at.
Right, they did. They told you that they were going to use the strength of record.
Yeah, they said this.
And then they didn't.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, whatever. Exactly. I'm like, whatever.
That's the thing that happens every year that is so funny to watch is they kind of give us a new little rundown of the thing that they're going to value the most.
Right, right.
And then the first ranking, they don't do it.
Exactly.
And then everybody freaks
out. Exactly. So I was like, dude, they got sponsors for this thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got sponsors for this.
They want you to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, man.
They want Home Depot needs you to tune in and watch.
Yeah,
Old
man.
Dominion Freight Lines, you know?
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, you know. only surprise that they didn't have a Group 5 team in the top 25. So Tennessee is the highest ranked 3-loss team. I saw that. But other than that, yeah, this first one.
Miami, well behind
Dude,
Notre Dame.
You remember yesterday I said,
well
you remember,
behind
I, you remember when I asked the question, they put them way back there.
Yeah, which, you know,
I was like,
recency.
Whoa. Okay.
You know,
I just, you
who's
know,
playing better now, that
I,
kind of
I
stuff.
Yes, man. I'm just, and I understand their coach is awesome. I just don't think Notre Dame's good. I'm sorry. I don't think Notre Dame is the 10th best team in the country. I'm
I think
sorry.
They're good. I don't think
I think they were better last year than they are.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that. I do like that quarterback, though. I know he's you know he's a freshman, but I think he's going to be good.
He probably will.
How much of that is shaped by what happened this past Saturday?
No, it's been like that for
okay, me. Yeah.
They did play really bad.
Yeah, they played bad.
They'd been cruising for a couple weeks.
30-point favorite against
something like that.
Against you see Billy O go off on the media?
No, what did he do?
Billy O just lost it. He lost his blank on the media.
He just had it?
Yeah, and I don't blame him.
That's a good
– you got it, bro?
Hey, I'll say this. That's a good place to be a bad college football coach because nobody in Boston cares about college football.
Yeah, man. Billy O.
They're not holding his feet to any fire.
Billy O lost his –
what is he so mad about?
You know how he is. You're losing.
Well, yeah, they're 1-8. Somebody asked him about it.
Exactly. You know how we get when one of them dorks down there from .com asks you a question. It is probably a reasonable question, but you're so damn mad because it's him asking the question.
So, this guy better not raise his hand today.
What the hell you think why we got doggone lost? Well, you know what? You the expert. You tell me why we lost. You know, that's how
and the question was just like, hey, Bill, can you tell us about your thought process and some of those third down calls.
That's basically what it is. Like, he's just losing.
The most basic, reasonable question.
And then you lose on a kid. Oh, the kid. The Hawks won last night. The reason I said that because I want to get to this clip right here.
Yes, yes.
Bo, could you play this for
Desmond me? Bain deserves to be in jail for what he did last night.
Now a long pass up ahead to Onyeka, and he goes up and got fouled, knocked down to the floor by Desmond Bain. Bain is a dirty player, and he just showed it right there. Bain's going to get a... Bain's going to get a flagrant foul on this. Desmond Bain, who's been known for this kind of stuff in his career, he should be thrown out of this game. That should be a flagrant two. Desmond Bane, a dirty, rotten player.
Rotten.
He's been that way his whole career.
Get his ass,
and he just showed it in a Magic uniform. He's kind of restrained himself with the Magic so far, but he returns to Desmond Bane right now with a dirty, rotten play. It's going to be looked at, and it will be, if it's not a flagrant two, there should be an investigation.
Get his ass, Steve. Get his ass, Steve.
Oh, God.
That was a ragged-ass play that he did, though.
It was a ragged-ass play. Not only did he pull the guy down, he threw the ball at him,
man.
It was a dirty play by Desmond Bane.
Yeah, I was like, with Steve, get his ass, Steve.
Great God. Nothing better than Hawks basketball being back and Steve Holman on the radio.
Yeah, getting hot.
Getting hot.
Yeah, getting hot.
What's fun is, like, I know Steve, like, always kind of gets after the superstar players for some of the calls they get. What I love is when we find out, I had no idea that Steve hated Desmond Bane. But now we know. Now we know. They've got some guys on their team. The Wagners, both of them, are kind of pretty dirty players.
They're physical-ass team.
They'll Bruce Bowen their foot underneath when you're landing and stuff like that. So Desmond Bane just fits right in.
Yeah, man. But they did get the win last night. Shout out to the Hawks,
hey,
man.
Hey, they played
good last night. 127-112.
They won a couple in a row. They're back to 4-4. You love to see it.
Good for them. Hey, guys, tonight and each Wednesday night, join our guy Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes. Making news in high school sports across the state is brought to you by Ingles. Low price, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation tonight on 92.9 The Game.
Dyson Daniels is such a good defender. I know that's everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But he was just such a pest last night. That play, you've probably seen the highlight.
Yeah, nice offensive night, too.
Yeah, he did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He whatever was going on the first couple games, rust or whatever, he seems like he's played his way out of it. He was 8-for-9 from the field last night. Only had 2 steals. Feels like he had 10. But, yeah, man, he's locked down. All right, we'll grab a break. Dave Archer is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk some Falcons with him. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.